John Frary is out in Los Alamos, New Mexico, and he's been in business 8 or 10 months. And I asked John to give us some insight on how to get the business started and how he felt about the apprehension of starting up. Anyway, what would you caution a new guy starting up, apprehension about building up the business? What advice would you give?
Well, at least from my experience, in my situation, I was pretty lucky because there was no full-time appliance repair person in Los Alamos. They would have to call somebody from Santa Fe, which is 40, 45 minutes away. And so, especially when I started out, I told people what my situation was. I said, I'd taken a self-study course. I'm still learning, but it's been going well. And most people are willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. And so it's really been a great experience for me. I have a very nice clientele. So I consider myself pretty fortunate.
I think, you know, it's amazing how forgiving people are. I've been taking my son on service calls. And people just, they encourage that, they're willing, they're willing to work with him. People are generally good. They're helpful.
Yeah.
They don't mind.
You know,
as long as they know you're being honest and you're working at it, they'll put up with a lot.
That's right. Yeah, so it's, I can understand being apprehensive. I went through that, but it's been very encouraging.
Well, that's good.
There's so many people that I hear different stories of people that came out and other repair people and couldn't really solve their problem, and I was able to get them get their appliance fixed. So that's a nice experience when you run into that.
It is. It's gratifying. I fixed an ice maker in a commercial location last week. And the woman called me by referral. She said she'd been fooling around with the warranty people and the plumber and the factory people for 2 months. Please come and fix this thing.
Yeah, I hear that.
She didn't care how much. She just wanted it done and done now, you know?
Right.
So
right.
I took care of her. That was pretty easy, but 2 months she'd been fooling.
Yeah, it's amazing what you find out there.
Really? Well, John, I don't want to tie you up all day, but I really appreciate you helping out.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. I'm so glad to do it.
Glad you're doing well. Sounds like you're
well, doing... and thanks for making your course available. I definitely have to go back and look at the videos and, sometimes that, you know, I start to get overconfident and think I know it all, and then I realize I need to go back and review the videos and your books again.
Back to basics,
okay.
Right? Yeah. Well,
right,
I know you must
right.
be doing okay because you haven't been calling very much.
Right. Yeah. And again, I'm kind of I use the internet a lot also to get information. So
it's working.
Yeah, haven't had to bug you too much.
Not too much. You're getting there. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, John. Well, Happy New Year. I'll check back with you another time.
Very good. Happy New Year to you, Harry.
Okay.
Good to talk to you.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What was that? Fantastic.